There's an oft-repeated morbid myth about Hoover Dam. Supposedly, the bodies of more than 100 workers are entombed forever in the dam's concrete. Not true. It can't be, because the wet concrete was never more than about 6 inches deep. More than 100 men did die on the job, though. Records show 112 fatalities. But the figure doesn't count those who died in hospitals or en route from injuries, heat stroke, and what may have been carbon monoxide poisoning. The memory of those who perished is honored by a beautiful bronze frieze in a memorial area across from the visitor center. There's also a plaque marking the concrete tomb of the one fatal accident victim whose body lies forever at the dam, a dog that was a beloved worker's mascot. Look for it in the rock wall opposite the visitor center. The Hoover Dam accident victims came to work not to sacrifice their lives to transform the desert Southwest so that it could prosper and boom in coming years. That's what they did, though. Hoover Dam was key in making a nearly unlivable region attractive to millions. It created power for home air conditioning, which became affordable. A tamed Colorado River watered farms and cities that might not exist if there were no Hoover Dam. Its building also gave inspiration and hope to a country hit hard and demoralized by the Great Depression. There are those outraged by what happened to the Colorado River. They'd love to knock down its dams and let the river run wild and free. At this point, the idea seems like an idealistic fantasy. But here's something to think about while you're at the dam. If it was all up to you back then, would you build it?